Yo, yo, check this out.
Check this out.
Previously heard.
Previously heard. Good Hope FM.
Let's go.
It's time for Wellness Wednesday, and we're chatting about IVF because currently infertility challenges affect at least one in every six couples in South Africa, an issue that statistics attribute equally to both men and women. Some of these couples turn to in vitro fertilization. Let's find out more.
This is Wellness Wednesday on The Morning Show.
It is time for Wellness Wednesday, and our guest today is obstetrician and gynecologist at MediClinic Southern Africa, Dr. Kasturi Moodley. Welcome to Good Hope FM. So wonderful to be able to chat to you today.
Hello.
Hi, are you there, Dr. Kasturi?
Hi. Yes, hi. Sorry about that.
It's all good.
I'm a bit later. Sorry.
It's fine. It's all good. All right, so we're going to be going through a quick guide on in vitro fertilization, finding out how it works and also treating infertility. But let's maybe just chat about how common are infertility issues in South Africa?
I think it obviously... the statistics are showing that at least one in six couples are battling infertility at present, and it's probably a lot more because I'm sure a lot of couples are either unaware that they actually fall into the category of infertility by definition, or they're still quite scared, afraid, or, you know, anxious to come and seek assistance. But one in six is as it stands at present.
Exactly. And then some of these couples do turn to in vitro fertilization or IVF as a medical solution. For those who are not necessarily very sure on what IVF is, can you explain it to us?
So I think one must understand at the outset that infertility or fertility does not necessarily equate or automatically translate to IVF.
Yeah.
If a couple has been trying for 12 months with no success for a baby and they seek the assistance of a gynecologist or a fertility specialist, there are baseline investigations that will be done that will determine whether there is a problem with male or female, where is the problem, can the problem be fixed. If there's a problem identified and the problem can't be fixed, then IVF is a solution that bypasses the problem that currently exists in either male or female. So natural conception is when two individuals have regular intercourse and one conceives, you get a positive test, and then you grow a baby inside of your uterus. IVF is a process which, like I mentioned, you bypass a potential problem that is obstructing or hindering the process of conception, and the majority of the processes are done outside the body in a laboratory setting.
All right. And the process of how it works, because you said that there, of course, there's got to be a lot of investigation, consultation with a couple, probably lifestyle changes as well. How does it all come together?
So the baseline tests that we do to identify if there's a problem and where it is, we do tests in the female, which is a very specific blood test of ovarian reserve and potential in an ovary to recruit a follicle, grow a follicle, and get an egg to be released. That is significantly important in a female, particularly as we get older, because that reserve declines quite significantly as we get older, particularly from 35 years onwards, and can be a major contributor to why a person doesn't fall pregnant.
Yeah.
We also proceed to do a fallopian tube test to assess the patency of the fallopian tubes, because they are hugely responsible for egg and sperm beating and for an embryo being nurtured in it as it makes its way back into the uterus to grow as a baby. And then obviously the last component is the semen analysis. So when we find, let's say, slightly older person with a reduced ovarian reserve or one of both fallopian tubes blocked or a few abnormalities with sperm where the sperm are not currently good enough to make their way to the egg inside of the body, then we recommend IVF to a person. And then we discuss what the process entails. And would you like me to get in a bit detail about what it actually entails?
Yeah, you can definitely give us some information with regards to that.
So the process of IVF is essentially occurs in three phases. It is meant to mimic a natural cycle. So one starts generally, and this is just one of the protocols that I used, on day one of an individual's current period. The first phase involves stimulation. We give patients medication in the form of injections. Now, in these injections is hormones that would normally be released by the brain at a significantly higher level, specifically chosen for each person depending on the blood results and the circumstances that we find.
Yeah.
We give these jabs daily. We then do regular ultrasound scans where we monitor the growth of follicles. Follicles are the things that we can see on a scan that are the precursors to an egg. An egg is not visible on a scan because it is microscopic. Once we get follicles to grow and we feel like at a certain size they have the potential to hold an egg, we go on to the second phase where we take a person into a theater setting and under sedation we extract the fluid from the follicles because in the fluid lives the eggs. That is then given to an embryologist in the lab who looks at it under the microscope to find eggs. The embryologist then gets a sperm sample from the male and spins it down to get the best of the best sperm. And in a petri dish that serves as the fallopian tube, the same environment as the fallopian tube, we leave eggs and sperm to come together to form an embryo. That would have happened in the fallopian tube.
Yeah.
We then monitor the growth of an embryo in the laboratory over the next 3 to 5 days as it would have done in a fallopian tube before it lands into a uterus. The third phase, when we have an embryo that is ready to hatch out of its shell into a uterine environment, we transfer one or more embryos into a uterus, which is embryo transfer. And for that couple who have a lot of eggs or a lot of embryos, we are able to freeze them for use then at a later stage.
Wow, what
so
a process.
So a process of IVF takes from day one to approximately day 19 of a cycle. Mm-hmm. And then 2 weeks after an embryo transfer, we do a pregnancy test to see if we were successful.
Sure. What a process indeed, Dr. Kasturi. This is so, so interesting. And I'm so happy that we get to chat about this. I always wish that we have more time for these kind of conversations because I know I just want to hear more. It's really, really fascinating. For anybody who's feeling the same way, and we do have a few people on the WhatsApp line wanting to know more, who are also maybe kind of needing assistance in their struggle to maybe conceive as well. Where can people find out more information on IVF?
Obviously, you can go to our website with regards to Midland Fertility Health Center based at PMB Mediclinic.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, there is an abundance of information out there. Mm. But it's very difficult to navigate that part, very much like all social media.
Yeah.
So I think for a couple, it would be my advice, go to a doctor, whether it be a gynecologist, whether it be a fertility specialist, and let them take you through the process, what is best suited for you, as opposed to assuming what you may or may not need. I think it can sometimes get very challenging and very confusing when you're doing it by yourself.
Yeah, well, that's why we have experts like you to kind of like help us through these very, very interesting journeys that we're on. Dr. Kasturi, you have been amazing. I really do hope that we get to chat about this again soon. And we do appreciate you for your time and your expertise.
It's only a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
It is such a pleasure. Dr. Kasturi Moodley, who's an obstetrician and gynecologist at Mediclinic Southern Africa. This was a quick guide into in vitro fertilization, finding out how it works and treating infertility.
Wellness Wednesday on The Morning Show.
Feel it. For more, tune in to goodhopfm.co.za.
It's all you need.